Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
Welcome and thank you for joining us today. This is an hour devoted to learning something more, not just about the world of shoes and ships and sealing wax, but about how, what, and why we believe as we do. An hour for the open-minded, willing to challenge some of those old ideas behind what we think we know, who we are, and who we might become. I'm Eldon Taylor, and this is Provocative Enlightenment. All right, our chat room is open, and you can log on by going to eldontaylor.com/chat, where my partner Ravinder and her team will greet you. We have a new segment based on your letters. So, Ravinder, the segment, question of the week. We are being asked to share something of interest that we dealt with this past week. This week, we received a letter that I'll read later on from a man who has aged with our programs, lived his life, and been through much, and found that InnerTalk support has always faithfully served him. I found his letter quite moving. We chatted some about the notion that when you reach a certain age, your needs might seem to expand, and you may find yourself dealing with multiple issues all at the same time. Is it reasonable to accept change, or should one fight back? The most recent research I've seen, the most recent study, suggests that it is the acceptance of your changing roles that comes with aging that ensures a long and healthy, happy life. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a really big one. I think it's a matter of balance. There are some things I think you should always work at and not accept. You know, I mean, there are the old ideas when I was a kid, you know, I was told that 50 was old. I'm not doing that one. So most certainly I'm going to fight back. But then there are some things I think that are worth accepting. The fact is, I'm never, ever going to look 20 again. That's all there is to it. And so...
So you're just going to keep getting more beautiful.
I love you. What a biased answer. I will work at always taking care of myself and maximizing my every age. Whatever point I am at in life, I want to maximize that. And old people are beautiful too. It's just, you know, the ideas that we're brought up with that, you know, you have to look a certain way or be a certain something, and that's not reality.
And we spend an awful lot of time and money and, you know, often complicate our lives, complicate our health, pursuing this fountain of youth. Now, and I agree with you. I mean, you know, we're training for a marathon, and I actually thought you were nuts when you suggested that. But neither
nuts.
Of us ever done that. The idea that you can do these kinds of things. I mean, when you're 80, you're 90. You posted a man who won a marathon.
A Sikh man who started to run in his 90s, and he was in the Olympics, carrying the torch for part of it, and that was just really cool. So he's like 102 now, I think, and yeah, he runs. And
so there are things that we can do that keep us young and fit and healthy, but we don't need to go to the chemistry. Is that what you're saying? Or there comes a point when we quit trying to retrofit our body and compete with being a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old. We find beauty in the aging process.
I think so. You know, that reminds me of the serenity prayer. If you're familiar with that one, that's the one that says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I'm always after the wisdom. You know, there are most certainly are things that you can do to take care of yourself.
Well, you and I both know people who I think have gone overboard in their efforts to remain looking young, and they have done things like cosmetic surgery, Botox, etc. In fact, we've had guests on this show. Linda Evans is a case in point, who have had that kind of thing done, but in looking back, wish they hadn't have. Mm-hmm. And And we've seen people just really destroy their natural beauty, their natural looks, you know. Hanging above our fireplace is my favorite guy. You call him Groucho.
Oh, Groucho.
Yeah, the old Indian. He looks like he's about 110. And, I mean, his face could be a plow field right after all the furrows have been cut. But, you know, there is a level of integrity, a level of honesty, a level of learnedness, if you will, that is acquired in that character that is behind that face. And I think, you know, we forget. We lose the beauty of that. We get so caught up with the images that we see on television and the fashions and the magazines and so forth, that we really do lose track of just how beautiful the aging process is.
It is, and it's really easy to get onto the wrong track. I mean, for the longest time, I was coloring my hair, and the thought of going gray was just really scary. And you went on and on at me about how much better it would be natural and how coloring my hair wasn't helping it stay in the best condition. And I didn't believe you for the longest time. And then I'm not sure why I changed, but I decided, okay, I'll give it a go. And the first 4 months were agony. You know, you watch the gray start to come in.
It's really not gray, it's silver, but keep going.
But it was painful. It was really difficult. And there were often times I thought, no, I'm going to quit, especially when I look at photographs of friends and family.
But you
and
can't leave still that subject without
I'm not going
your,
to. Okay. I'm going to carry on. But I'm just expressing how difficult it was when you see other people, pictures of friends and family, and they're still coloring their hair. And in a photograph, they can look great. But I did persist. I have now, you know, I haven't colored my hair now for a year and a half, so all the coloring is totally out. I get compliments from total strangers. The air hostess, you know, just stops to comment on my hair. A stranger in a 5-star restaurant comes up to me to say, I've been trying to catch your attention. Your hair is just so beautiful. And, yeah.
So
the very thing that I was fighting against, and now when I look back at pictures of myself when I was coloring my hair, you know, you were totally right. It was not doing my hair any good. My hair seemed to be silky and smooth, and it's not, you know, quite as smooth.
Plastic.
But it was plastic. You're right. It was definitely plastic, and now it's got a lot more body. It's got character now, and I feel better. I feel better about myself.
Your husband's opinion was validated.
Your husband provided me my wisdom that I needed.
Going with the natural, I mean, I guess there's this part of me that just thinks, hey, look, when we talk about loving our body, and we talk about loving ourselves, we talk about accepting ourselves, we talk about esteem, feeling good about who we are, and then we turn around and we start painting all up, going through and doing all the things that we can, whether it's the cosmetic surgeries or the Botox or the hair colors or whatever. When we go through all of that kind of effort to make ourselves feel good, we have just said to ourselves that we really don't like ourselves.
Yeah.
That we would only like ourselves if we had this, that, or the other.
And there's always some other this, that, and the other.
And that dissonance creates the psychic tension, and it holds us back from so many things in our life. We, you know, again, there's no such thing as a belief that is a standalone belief. It connects into that whole web, and that affects everything, our relationships, our happiness, our, you know, the amount of stress we process in our life. It can even affect our success. Let's get on with the show, or we're going to find this question of the week dominates the entire subject. All right. And by the way, as a listening audience, if you like our question of the week, which you have suggested to us, let us know. Drop us a note. Now, every week I read some of your letters as our way of paying respect to the very important role you play in making this show successful. Last week, our show featured Paul Davids, and we discussed his new film, The After Death Project. Loretta wrote, I am absolutely ordering the DVDs. Driscoll wrote, I purchased the film right away after your show, and wow, pretty powerful stuff. Stephanie wrote, I am a big fan of your show. Again and again, the information presented is well-researched and a blessing in my life. Dina wrote, I just ordered Mind Programming. I can't wait to read it. Also purchased What If. I love your show and enjoy the rapport that you and Ravinder have. What a beautiful communication. Now, I like that. Thanks, Dina. Leanne wrote, I am a big fan of your work. I listen to your CDs all the time. Thank you for helping people. Edward wrote, and now this is the letter that I referred to earlier. Dear Eldon, a few years back, I wrote you about my many positive experiences with your subliminal programs. Since that time, I've had small intestine repair, gallbladder removal, prostate cancer, 5 eye operations, arthritis, complete hip replacement, and several other physical problems as well. Too much faith in subliminal tapes is a cure-all? Not at all. They've helped me maintain a positive attitude all this time, and for that I am extremely grateful. I'm in my 23rd year of physical exercise, and the tapes have been invaluable with this situation as well. The older you get, the more you need to exercise, but the less you feel motivated to do it on a continuous basis. I'm 72 years old, and the InnerTalk programs help me get out of bed daily. That alone is a countless benefit. Now, being retired, I made the next step overnight from being someone with some economic power, clout, to a nobody. It is my belief that when you move from one stage of life to a new one, adjustments have to be made along the way. The tapes have helped me immeasurably. Thank you. You know, well, as we've discussed, you know, life does unpack itself for each of us in ways that sometimes seems difficult, too difficult even. But the difference between living out our lives and simply wasting away is in our head, between our ears. It's our attitude. Congratulations, Edward, on staying in that frame of mind that encourages us to meet each day with a fresh vigor, gratitude, and a powerful anticipatory welcome for yet another opportunity to enjoy the wonders of living. Now, this past week, I received a note and a review copy of Alan Vaisberg's book, Inspirer. It's a delightful collection of poetry. I love poetry, and this one I decided I must share with you today. It is titled Deep Thoughts. The one whose heart is in the right place will places go. The one who chose to have the faith will learn to know. The book, again, is Inspirer by Alan Vaisberg. All right, that's all the time we'll take for letters today, but I do invite you to opine by sending your email to eldon@eldontaylor.com or by joining me on Facebook. We can't get all of your letters on the show, but they do impact our programming, and I thank you for your continued support and feedback. Now to today's show. Prosperity power, your personal best. What does it take to prosper in all areas of life, from improved relationships to financial security? Is there a recipe for success? Is there a common denominator undergirding the successes enjoyed by the wealthy, the elite athletes, and all of those who enjoy the best in relationships and happiness? You know, one of my early lessons in life came as a result of a question I asked of a minister. In all teenage pomp and wisdom, I interrupted the man and suggested that his statement, "All men are equal," was obviously unmitigated rubbish, a bald-faced lie. You could look into the world and see how untrue that was. Now, unlike most who might have simply dismissed my arrogant query with words such as, you know, in the eyes of God, all men are created equal in the eyes of God, he quite calmly asked me to imagine two men. The first, a rocket scientist who, after much work, launches an interstellar Voyager. Imagine the pride he feels in the accomplishment. Now imagine a so-called menial laborer, or a janitor. On his hands and knees for endless hours, he scrubs and polishes a floor. He's worked so hard and with so much pride that he has scrubbed his knuckles raw. Now he stands back and beholds his labors. The floor absolutely glistens, every square inch of it. It never looked this good, even when it was new. Now I was further than instructed. Imagine, which man senses the most pride? The rocket scientist or the floor scrubber? The minister turned the entire question around to the talents we are all given. They may be different, but it is what we do with our talents and abilities that tells the real story. Today, I think on this event as my How High Is Up story. How successful? How happy? How high is up? Over the years, I've had the great opportunity to work with some truly wonderful people, ranging from elite athletes and entrepreneurs to farmers, truck drivers, law enforcement personnel, salespeople, and more. I am certain that I have seen a good cross-section of people from many countries, and the successful folks all have one thing in common. They do their best. Best is a habit. Indeed, Aristotle is credited with pointing out that excellence is not an act, but a habit. Now, I have spoken with many people who say they do their best. They try their hardest, and I believe them. But trying is not doing. There's an old trick used by hypnotists to demonstrate trying, and it goes like this. Take a pencil. Every one of you right now, if you've got a pencil nearby, pick up a pencil, a pen, something of that size. Okay, now with this pencil in your fingers, hold it between your thumb and your forefinger. Grip it tightly. Do not let it go until I tell you to do so. Now do exactly as I say. Follow my instructions literally. Now hold it tightly, tighter, tighter, tighter. Grip it with all your finger strength. Now try to drop it. You can't. Try to drop it. You can't. Now drop it. Okay, now what's going on here? First, understand if you did drop the pencil initially, you failed to follow my instructions. If you did follow the instructions, then you found yourself unable to drop the pencil when you were told to try, but perfectly able to release it when I told you to drop it. There is a significant difference in our mental processes between trying, an act in progress that has not succeeded, and actually doing. So how does this relate to success? Everything we undertake in life requires a skill set. We learn to walk only after learning to maintain balance, to stand on one foot, and so forth. We build upon earlier skill sets in acquiring advanced abilities, so we crawl before we walk. This is true of all life. I can try to walk, try my very hardest, and yet fall again and again until I finally acquire the necessary skill set. But to acquire the skill set, instead of literally trying, I must stand and do, if that means stand, do, and fall. There are many tools and tactics that make up the skill set for success, but there are definite common denominators. There are many books that offer to share and even teach these skills to you, whether they are the skills necessary to enjoy a lifelong loving relationship or those necessary to build a fortune. I personally like Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People as a starting place. Covey outlines 7 habits that can help you in most areas of your life, and they're simple. And for many, they're also rather obvious. Here they are. Number 1, be proactive. Number 2, begin with the end in mind. Number 3, put first things first. Number 4, think win-win. Number 5, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Number 6, synergy. Think teamwork. Number 7, live a balanced life. Okay, now, I don't mean to take away from Covey's book. I would recommend his book to every one of you. But spelled out very quickly, those 7 essentials, well, there's 7 tactical approaches that when converted to habits will take you a long way. But in my opinion, the most important set is missing. Of course, we could add still more tactics, and there are plenty of authors who have done just that. But the most important strategy one can employ to become and remain successful is build a strong character. The tools and the tactics are not the strategy. Some might insist the strategy is to be successful. I think the strategy is different, although it leads to the same end. I believe the strategy should be, must be, one of building a strong character. What are the elements of a strong character? Well, in my view, they come down to this. The first is truthfulness, plain old honesty. The second is courage, courage to do and be your very best in everything you undertake. Assume that your personal signature is on the line for every effort you make. The third is persistence, the tenacity to improve in every way, every day. The fourth is service, the realization that life is most worth living when you are helping others. The fifth is forgiveness, forgiveness of all, including yourself. Forgiveness and kindness are really opposite sides of the same coin. After all, we all make mistakes. As Lori Myers puts it, quote, "The power behind taking responsibility for your actions lies in putting an end to negative thought patterns. You no longer dwell on what went wrong or focus on whom you are going to blame. You don't waste time building roadblocks to your success. Instead, you are set free and can now focus on succeeding," close quote. The sixth is gratitude, the conviction that everything that comes to you does so for some good. The seventh, be self-responsible. You may not be in charge of everything that will come your way, but you definitely can be in charge of your responses. In the words of the author of the Working Mom Manifesto, Heather Shuck, quote, "Taking personal accountability is a beautiful thing because it gives us complete control of our destinies," close quote. So I would suggest that creating and reinforcing a strong character until it is natural, until it is your habit, this is the foundation upon which prosperity in all walks of life exists. We are fortunate in that we are free people, but with that comes a responsibility. In the words of Jean-Paul Sartre, quote, "Man is condemned to be free because once thrown into the world, he is responsible for everything he does. It's up to you to give life a meaning," close quote. Okay, now I was asked to create a program for a few elites that would work to bring both the tactical skills and the strategic goals together in such a way that the nature of making these things habits would be nearly automatic. To that end, after a few years of work and research, I put together a multiple CD package that includes lectures, stories, testimonials, hypnosis sessions, inner talk technology, brain entrainment programs, binaural beats, special frequency patterns, and so forth. The idea was to create a veritable training course complete with theory, practicum, tools, techniques, and more. Today, to assist you in achieving your personal best, true prosperity power in all matters, this library, consisting of 28 programs and a 3-volume set, together with the Inner Game Workbook, and more, is coming to you at an unbelievable special value. So here to tell us all about that is my partner, Ravinder. Okay, Rav, where would you like to begin?
Where would I like to begin? This has to be, you know, the most complete set when it comes to, you know, the whole category of success and prosperity. And it covers the two angles. You know, it does deal with financial prosperity, but it deals with being successful in anything you can choose to do. And you actually created this after working with Fortune 500 companies and elite athletes and individuals, you know, who have different kinds of goals. So it really does reach everyone, regardless of what level or what their focus is.
You know, we got a hard break coming up. I'm just going to hold you there for a second because I want to tell a real quick story. You know, I think the catalyst for me was Ed Liddy. He was a Barcelona Olympic athlete that I worked with, and he listened to Mike Hammer's music, Too Legit to Quit, Too Legit to Quit. Well, you know, he was a bronze medalist. He could have won the gold. The only reason he didn't win the gold is he refused to stop in his final meet after an illegal move had been made by his opponent. Had he stopped then and his coach told him, "We can stop this now and you've won the meet," he would have gone gold. But he didn't. He was too legit to quit. But that illegal really hurt his shoulder. And it was at that point, you know, these athletes inspired me. At that point, you know, we need to crystallize this. We need to put this all together. We made to make this available to everybody, this whole program that empowers so many people. You know, I talk too much. We're speaking about prosperity power, your personal best. When we come back after the break, my lovely Princess Bride is going to tell you all about this program. If you're not already in our chat room, now's a great time to join in the conversation. You can do so by logging on to eldentaylor.com/chat. We'll be right back.
Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
And welcome back. If you just joined us, we're speaking about prosperity power, your personal best. But before we get back to the show, I want to invite you to join me on Facebook as a friend or a fan. I post regularly everything from where I am and what's on next to the latest in science, technology, and consciousness studies, and from time to time, some of my own opinions about the world we live in. I also want to remind you to be sure and register to receive my free newsletter when you visit my site. All right, before the break, we were just about to, you were just beginning to tell us about this program, and I stole away and had to tell Ed Liddy's story, the Olympic bronze medalist from the Barcelona Olympic judo team.
That's a great story. You know, I think what sets you apart from other people who teach success is, you know, your focus on character, honesty, integrity, you know, all of those things aren't normally taught by the person just going after after success in general. And I think that's what makes, you know, your stuff a whole lot more special, because it is more complete. It makes you happy from the inside out, and it puts everything into place so that, you know, you can achieve your highest goals and not just settle.
And you know this because, you know, we've been together for nearly a quarter of a century, but there are so many people that I have seen in life that they're successful. I mean, you know, they've got all the money that someone would need to be happy. You know, they've got their big automobiles, and you know, I have that bit of my own life experience to call upon, where you have something and it works. Maybe you're the athlete and you work very, very hard on being the great. I remember visiting with Golden Richards, Hall of Fame, NFL player from the Dallas Cowboys, you know, and you know, Super Bowl rings, NFL legend and all, very unhappy life. And we hear about those kinds of things every day. You know, there's a very famous baseball player who's in trouble today because he's publicly lied to everyone. And now the evidence is too strong, and so he's had to admit that deception. But, you know, he's in his lie, he said, "I'm telling you from my heart this is the truth." And, of course, I have seen so much of that, including my years of running lie detection examinations, where people just really destroy their lives by acts of dishonesty. And or, as I started to say, they seem to be happy. They seem to be successful in a given area, but the rest of their life is shambles. And it's because they didn't build character. They pursued a carrot, if you will. We all hear about the rabbit and chiff, the hot pursuit of the carrot, you know, or the greyhound races in the hot pursuit of that little bunny rabbit. When what we do is we set out in our life to say, make money, I'm going to make money, I want lots of money in my life, and we forget about all these other things, what we do is we impoverish our soul. There's no better way to say it. We subtract from the very nature of our highest, most quintessential self, you know. We become the lie that we live. We become the deceit that we live. You know, I read not long ago a very wise statement, you know. John Lennon said words to this effect, when I was, very young, my teachers asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I told them, happy. And they'd, oh, no, 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 no. That is no. Do you want to be an engineer? Do you want to be a truck driver? Do you want to be a scientist? And you see, we get focused on that. We lose sight of what really is important. John Lennon had it. Happiness. That's what really matters. His teachers were wrong. He was right. And when we focus on that, we realize that the most important person in our lives has to be ourselves. We have to feel good about living in the skin that we live in. We have to be able to be honest with you. And I couldn't possibly have the relationship we have if there wasn't just a complete level of integrity, a complete level of honesty. You know, your foilables.
Foilables.
Yeah, there we go.
Foibles.
Are out there in front of everybody. But specifically in front of that person that's closest to you. So to me, and I don't mean to discount all of those other folks out there that might teach you ways to be prosperous. To me, if what you want is a level of happiness that has everything in it, it has the success, the financial, the personal relationship, et cetera, and so forth. You have to build character. You have to turn to yourself and make yourself the best possible human being you can be. I know that makes sense to you. I interrupted you again. Go on.
You did again. But it ties in. I mean, that is why this particular collection that we're talking about today is called Your Personal Best Prosperity Power. So it's a complete success collection for anything that you want to do. And if you work if you do your best in anything, prosperity comes. And you have programs specifically in this collection for prosperity, but it is about doing your best and being prosperous in everything, inside and out, and being happy and holding on to that prosperity once you have it. In fact, this collection that one of the reasons I'm so excited about this particular collection is, you know, my own personal library is huge. I've got some of your early tapes. I've got your CDs. I've got them on my iPhone. I've got everything. This particular collection, we have 28 programs on 24 CDs. This means that this has a value, if you were to buy everything individually, of over $780. The regular price on this is $599, but we actually went out of house and had a bunch of these produced so that we could offer it at a special price right now. So we have it right now for $199, which is a $400 saving off the regular price, a $600 saving, you know, and it really is the complete package. You've got a presentation that you gave on the Inner Game. So if you enjoyed the story about Ed Liddy, or, you know, the guy who's cleaning the floor as opposed to, you know, being the rocket scientist, the Inner Game is full of that. It's all about achieving your inner best.
You but know, then... and I'm going to stop you right there again. I guess I've got to jump in here because, you know, just that story, I mean, just the Inner Game, it's more than a story. It's a workbook. I have had so many people, ranging from, you know, coaches, elite coaches like Mike Price to, again, you know, very successful business people. I'm thinking of a farmer, who has a very large farm, a corporate farm, a religious community where there are many, many people that work for this fellow, who, I mean, all of them have, they've gone through that workbook without any of the other programs and said, whoa, you know, this has changed my life. This will change what I do. This is the direction. And of course, some of them, their stories are actually in there. You know, Mike's story is a case in point, is actually in there, and how he turned, my undergraduate alma mater, Weber State College, they lost every football game, how he turned them into the Big Sky champions. Mm-hmm. You know, we worked together on that, but it is just the workbook is an invaluable tool. Go on. I'm sorry.
It is. You've got all the different technologies. So there is something in this for everybody and for different times of days. You know, there are times when I've had a tough day and I don't want a really forceful kind of program at those times. So then, you know, I would use the Ecotec program. Put your headphones on, close your eyes, put your feet up. It's soothing and supportive, and it just keeps me right on track. There are other days, you know, I'm just determined to achieve my goal even faster. I want it now. And then I'll use the OZO programs. Again, put my headphones on, close my eyes, put my feet up. 20 minutes afterwards, I'm going to get up revved and raring to go, you know, just depending on whichever title it was that I was working on. You've got the power imaging programs. I've talked about those before. You know, I use those. That is the guided imagery hypnosis programs. I have used that enough now that I can create my own happy place. I can go into my own special house in my mind. I can view a particular problem. I can assess what the cause of a problem is, and I can find out what the solution to the problem is. So, you know, that's the power imaging technology. So those three technologies, the power imaging, OZO, and Ecotec, require you to put your headphones on, close your eyes, put your feet up. But then you've got a whole range of just the inner talk programs. And I shouldn't say just, because the inner talk is the patented technology that's been researched by independent universities and been demonstrated effective. So,
and the only one of kind.
The only one of kind. But you've got a whole range of inner talk titles ranging from networking, confidence, motivated now, unlimited personal power, optimism plus, visualize successfully, creative, stress, prosperity and abundance, millionaire orbit, money management, time manager, goal power, have it all. This list keeps going on. Organized and efficient. There's just a whole bunch of stuff in there. So if you're trying to be successful, you know, all of these programs will be appropriate at certain times. And then there will be certain programs that you want to focus on a whole lot more. So, you know, coming with a collection, you do. It also does come with complete instructions on the best way to get the most out of the
program.
Systematic
approach.
Systematic approach, so that you can see
how to step through it. How, I mean, because what you're really talking about is change. You know, if you know everything there is in the world, you can't learn anything. And if you're already perfect, well, then you simply have no room to change. If there's something in your life that is not right, well, then there's something in you that needs to change. You know, we're very quick to look out in the world and say, well, you need to change that and you need to change this. But most often, you know, what we are, well, we all like to say we want to change. That's what resolutions are all about, right? But it is also one of the most resisted aspects, because change means uncertainty. It means I'm giving up something. And that's the other thing. You know, you have to realize that in order to achieve something you don't have now, in all likelihood, something you believe is holding you back. And that means not only are you going to change, but you're going to have to give up something in that process. So now, Ravinder, you've talked about all the technologies. You've talked, you know, you left out binaural beats, or did you discuss the binaural,
you know, frequencies? The OZO, the Ecotec programs do have, you know, tones and frequencies on them, which is just a mechanical way to get you more relaxed and therefore more open to the affirmations. It becomes quite an experience, but that's what the tones and frequencies and binaural beats are all about. So it just, well, what you'll actually experience, I always prefer this from the personal perspective, is how you'll actually feel. You know, you put on the headphone programs, you are going to feel different afterwards. The OZO and Ecotec are 24 minutes long. The power imaging is 45 minutes long. But you put your headphones on, close your eyes, put your feet up, you are going to feel different. That's not to say that all the changes have been made, but it just puts you in the correct frame of mind to be able to achieve the changes.
And you know, we go about that, you know, just like the Lao Tse said, the longest journey begins with a single step. We go about that change moment to moment. We go about creating, cementing, making our character habitual to perform the excellence that is our best. We go about that moment by moment. So let me ask you this. Now, in all honesty, if you were desiring a blueprint and the tools for success, for prosperity in all walks of life, relationships, parenting, et cetera, and so forth, what would you want that's not in this program?
You know, I'm not thinking of anything specifically. Of course, you know, this collection doesn't deal with parenting specifically, but it does deal with being in the right frame of mind.
You know, sometimes I think we get caught by a title. We say, oh, I want positive parenting because I'm having some trouble paying attention to my children and I don't like the way they're behaving. And then we get the positive parenting and we learn that, well, you know, we teach by example. And what we see is our children are, they're feeding us back the way, you know, the stuff we've been, you know, showing them. They tell us little white lies, and they say, but you tell us little white lies. You know, the bottom line comes down to this. Is there anything you can teach your children that's more important than character?
No, not a thing.
Okay. No, we have a couple of fine boys, you know, fine, and we have our ups and our downs and our ins and our outs with them. But when you look at them, do they have character?
Uh-huh. Most definitely.
And isn't that what you're most proud about?
It is. It is. There are times we can be upset with them because maybe their views are different to ours, but they have views. They have morals. They have standards. And, you know, I may not agree with them, but they are taking the time to think about what it is that they believe in.
To sort out all the
information
and to prioritize it. So I'm going to ask you again. I'm going to ask you the same question. You know, this program is really all about building character in all areas of your life, which, as I've said to you and said to our audience, I believe undergirds success, period. End of quotation. Success is not the strategy. Character is. And then these other things are they're the tactics. That's the tactical means by which I gain the success with my strategy. So let me phrase the question differently. There are people that we can think of with very strong character. They might be Mother Teresa, mm-hmm. but she didn't have a lot of money. So is she a failure?
No.
Well, what is there that you could add to Mother Teresa that would, you know, that would make you admire her more?
Nothing.
Oh, okay, but I'm just trying to get to what is it that makes the human being, gives them that warm, fuzzy feeling when they put their head on the pillow at night? They know their life has mattered. They make a difference. Is that character?
It's character. It's doing your best at whatever it is. It's feeling good about your attempts.
Remember
at everything
what
that
we
you're
defined
doing.
As character?
Mm-hmm.
Part of character is helping others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in order to do that, I have to help myself first. I have to get myself to where I am happy with me and I am able to share honestly, openly, unafraid.
Most certainly. You know, you have a program.
Is it character to make a $20 donation rather begrudgingly because there's a couple kids standing at your door or something hitting you up for it?
You know, it's better than not doing anything at all.
Is it?
No, it doesn't make you feel good.
You know, I'm going to say that if it doesn't make you feel good, that it's not honest.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being honest to yourself. So you should, every moment of your life, should make me feel good about it. Does that make sense?
No, certainly.
And if I'm doing something that makes me feel bad, forced, cajoled, coerced, well, then there's a break. There's a difference between what I'm doing and what I want to do. And that issue speaks to or addresses honesty, integrity, character.
It does. I was just looking at some of these sample affirmations you have on the Success Program, which is one of the programs in the collection. And it really does tie in well with what you're saying, because these affirmations say, I am prosperous. Abundance and prosperity flow to me now. I deserve prosperity. I use money in good ways. I appreciate my success. I have many blessings. I focus on my blessings. I become a magnet attracting prosperity. Prosperity is attracted to me. I naturally receive. And that's just a sample of the affirmations, but you can see there that the full package. I use money in good ways. I appreciate my success.
But this one is about money and energy, and there are 28 programs.
They're all, the affirmations are, okay, complete on all of them.
And where's the URL that everybody could go look at every one of the programs that are in this collection? Is that on my website?
The easiest way to do it is just to go to eldentaylor.com. I put a banner right up at the top of the page. You can click on the banner and you can go see all the details about all the programs in this collection. As I said, if you were to buy this singly, you have a value here of over $780. Our regular price on it is $599, but right now, for a limited time, it's $199.
And that is unbelievable.
I'm so pleased about that.
I can remember. I mean, I personally took a phone call from a fellow from Hawaii who received the program, went through the program, had a number of people that worked for him, and called on the phone and ordered multiple copies of it because he wanted every one of his key people to go through this power set, this power library. And that was, $500, not at $199. Uh-huh. Okay. So you can go to eldentaylor.com, and there is a banner, and you can go look at all of the programs that are inside this. You can actually see the affirmations, sample affirmations on each of them, et cetera. Do you have some testimonials that you want to share about it?
Because
people are always asking us, what do customers say?
We've had this collection for sale for quite a number of years now. And so, we do get testimonials directly. I've got one right here. And I remember talking to her on the phone, too. She says, I ordered the Prosperity Power Collection, and in a short time, I found myself able to see a clearer path to the future that I will have. Prosperity Power is the most well-rounded set, dealing with issues from esteem to ultimate prosperity, and gently opens the doors that for most people remain forever locked. Eldon Taylor, God bless you. I would say God bless you too, gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you very
much. Definitely.
Gina, we have been told we should sell this program for thousands of dollars, and there are lots of people out there that do sell a whole lot less for thousands of dollars,
That's just never been your philosophy, though.
Well, the philosophy of our business is to help people. And when we lose track of that, when it no longer becomes that, I mean, I'm always asked, why do you give for giving away? Why do you give cancer remission away? Why do you give so many programs away on your website? And it comes down to that's the philosophy of our business, If it's not the philosophy, well, then, I'll go buy a few KFC franchises and we'll just go after making money.
I've got another testimonial here I'm going to squeeze in before you shut me off. It says here, I think I've listened to about every recording you've got. I started my own business with just $100, and now I'm making an absolute fortune in my eyes, and I have 5 employees. Using the recordings helps in everything you do. It allows you to be a peak performer. I credit my success to this. Doesn't come better.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't at all. I hope every one of you will at least go check it out. Go to eldentaylor.com/chat. Not forget the forward slash chat.
It'll be there as well.
Just eldentaylor.com and click on the banner. She has me trained, brainwashed, doesn't she? All right. We've come to the end of another hour of Provocative Enlightenment. I want to thank our behind-the-scenes team, Kyle and Joe, as always, for making this show so easy to do, as well as the rest of the Hay House gang. you know, it's great to be associated with Hay House. I hope you enjoyed our show, and we'll join us again next week, same time and same place. And if you have comments on our show, do let us know. Okay, until next time, remember, believing in yourself always matters.